New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and his staff were in damage control mode Thursday regarding the way they've handled nursing home policies during the pandemic. Karen DeWitt explains.
Cuomo's health commissioner, Dr. Howard Zucker, testified at a long-awaited legislative budget hearing. Zucker immediately addressed the nursing home controversy. He says, like all of the pandemic policies being put into place last spring, including those affecting nursing homes, decisions had to be made quickly before all of the science became clear.
Yes, there were deaths. Too many. Yes, nursing home residents were and remain among the most vulnerable. And yes, there have been questions.
Zucker continued to defend a March 25th directive by the governor. It required nursing homes take back from hospitals residents who were sick with COVID. Critics have said that led to more deaths. Zucker answered that he's sticking with the conclusion of a report he issued last July. It said nursing home staff who might not have known they were carrying the virus brought the disease into the homes.
There were 37,000 staff who ended up having COVID, and they brought in inadvertently at a time when we did not know about asymptomatic spread.
Zucker also faced many questions from Democrats about the 10-month-long delay in making public the number of sick nursing home residents who were transferred to hospitals and died there. After the AG found that the Cuomo administration had undercounted the numbers by 50%, Zucker released the numbers, which confirmed the AG's report and showed that 15,000 nursing home residents and residents of other long-term care facilities died of the virus. Cuomo's chief of staff, Melissa DeRosa, in a private meeting with Democratic lawmakers, said the administration froze last fall when the Federal Justice Department started an inquiry, and that's why the information to lawmakers was delayed. The health commissioner says he was too busy last summer and fall managing the deadly virus to compile all of the numbers and make them public. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.